Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that will determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you, the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of this station. They're my views, the views of our guests, the views of our callers. And we welcome your calls from out across America at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. That's 464-8295. But please hold your calls for the time being. We're hoping to have with us, in fact, we do have us right now, from Movie Guide Magazine, Ted Bear. Hi, Ted. How are you doing?
How's it going, Stan?
It's going real well. And, of course, for those of you who don't know Ted, Ted works with the people in Hollywood. He publishes a magazine about which movies you should be seeing and which movies you shouldn't be seeing. And, of course, he's coming at this from a Christian perspective, and he's trying to convince the movie moguls in Hollywood that if they're really interested in the bottom line, they're going to be putting out films that have a moral message to them rather than the vile, certainly degrading material that so much of our movies have been in the past. And you're really making progress, aren't you, Ted?
Oh, we see a lot of progress out there. When we started, there was only one movie with positive Christian content, and 82% of the films were R-rated, and there were only six family films. And in 85, when we started the Movie Guide, and last year, only 40% of the films that were R-rated, and about 45% had positive Christian content, and we had just 40% with family films. So let me just go through the films that are opening in the next week or so.
All right.
Just right at this moment, you've got an excellent film, Two Brothers, about two little tigers. Now, you'd think that this film, this is the best nature film I've seen in a long time. You think, oh, this is another family nature film. This is not a politically correct film. It is a very powerful portrait about a period in British history when there were tiger hunts and everything. A lot of fun, but it asks the question, these two tigers are not used to being out in the wild. Should they put them down? I mean, I don't think I've seen something that profound in a movie for a long time. Garfield, the movie, is great. He even sings The Saints Go Marching In. Benji Off the Leash, done by the same group who did the original Benji, which is a group of Christians, Joe Camp and company. The Terminal with Tom Hanks, which is wonderful, just a great movie. Around the World in 80 Days, and Napoleon Dynamite. Now, considering that only five movies open a week, we've got a lot of, five to six, we've got a lot of movies that are positive. That's a great thing. We also have the bad ones coming, Stan. We've got, you know, Fahrenheit 9/11. We've got Saved. So we've got some really awful clunkers, and I don't think there's anything worse than Saved as far as attacking Christians, and I don't think there's ever been anything worse than Fahrenheit 9/11 as far as attacking George Bush and politics and really avoiding the election laws. So there's lots to complain about, but there's also lots to be happy about. One of the happy things is that Disney decided not to release Fahrenheit 9/11, so it's a small distributor trying to do it themselves.
All right, fine. And, of course, this was the film that was put out by that sort of bearded guy who put out the anti-gun movie a couple of years ago.
Like Bowling for Columbine.
Right,
really,
right.
Really a despicable character. But, you know, he's got a group now that does his website who trained for Clinton, and they've said that anybody who says anything negative about him, they're going to attack them viciously. This is their language. They're going to attack them viciously in every main possible and shut them down legally. So if you think that, you know, there are anti-slam statutes throughout the country that, you're not allowed to not just libel somebody, but you're not allowed to create a false light. So if they start using those statutes, a lot of us are going to be muzzled.
All right, fine. Well, we're going to be back here in just a moment, I with our guest, Ted Bear. And there are a lot of good things that are happening. There are bad things that are happening. This battle between good and evil is really becoming increasingly obvious now. It should be obvious to everyone.
Absolutely.
Well, Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Our guest this afternoon is Ted Baer from Movie Guide, who works down in Hollywood, who works with the movie Mongols, and he's saying that really things are looking up for our side, and he was just listing before we came on to our local station here, all the good films that are going to be coming out here in this next week or two, and they're really, would you want to just briefly mention what those films are, because we have a new audience right now?
Oh, sure, absolutely. And it's only to put into light that there are a lot of bad films, but the good films have increased in number and quality. Two brothers about two little tiger pups that are scattered at birth, and they fight to come to each other. This is the most unique nature film. It is not a politically correct film. It's a very profound, beautifully done movie. Garfield, the movie, Garfield even sings The Saints Go Marching In. Bingy Off the Leash, done by Joe Camp, who's a Christian, very strong family film. The Terminal with Tom Hanks and Steven Spielberg, strong Christian message, and it's really a holy fool type story, a Christian type story. Around the World in 80 Days, which of course is a remake of the classic, and Jackie Chan does a great job in it. And Napoleon Dynamite, which is a surprisingly good, clean, fish out of water story.
All right, fine. Well, of course, I think that, you know, it's wonderful that at least we have some movies that do have a good Christian content. I think the probably the most remarkable phenomenon we've seen in the last many years was, of course, Mel Gibson's film, The Passion. And that, of course, was panned. Apparently, Hollywood wouldn't touch it. He had to put together independent distributors. But he did it against all odds, and apparently it was just a tremendous success, wasn't it?
Yes, it, at last accounting that I looked at, it did over $600 million worldwide. I'm sure it's done more than that since then, but that's when the official countings were going on.
And, of course, then the credit will be coming out on DVD, and that'll take off from there. So, well, I'm so glad, that because really this was a tremendous gamble on Mel's part, and apparently he just felt so strongly he was willing to go out on a limb and really put this together. I thought he did a magnificent job of choreography and a wonderful story. People always want to pick here, there, and elsewhere, but I think the overall impact of that was something that none of us will ever forget.
It's a great, great movie, and we're indebted to him. You know, there are 9 new Jesus movies being planned, and they've all been in the works for a long time. Movies just don't appear out of whole cloth. It actually takes usually 9 years for a movie to be produced, and he was the first one to get out of the gate. He's done a great job, but I've seen
hold that thought right there, because we got to bring our other stations right on. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, our guest this afternoon. Of course, is Ted Baer from Movie Guide. And we were just talking about Mel Gibson's film, The Passion. And there are some people who want to be pick here, then pick there. And Mel was had read a book by the Catholic mystic, was written in the 1800s. And, well, I think it was a wonderful presentation of the gospel story. And I think it had a profound impact. And I think I was just so pleased that you know, it had done so well, and Ted is saying that the last analysis, this film has made over $600 million. Now, I don't think Mel Gibson did this primarily to make a lot of money. I think he wanted to make a statement, and I think his statement will have a profound impact for generations to come, don't you?
I don't think he intended to make that much money, and people are complaining about that. Of course, nobody should have the politics of envy. If somebody's making money, that's good, but he's dedicated to doing more spiritual and Christian films. There's a lot of other people making Christian films, and there are 3 studios that want to be identified as Christian-friendly. So there are only 7 major studios, and these are some of the major production companies. So we're seeing some very positive. Now, Stan, I say all that because there's still a lot to complain about, and we should take the time to do just that, to complain about it, to forewarn people about films like Saved and Fahrenheit 9/11, and some of the more egregiously bad films, because if you're forewarned, you're not going to make the stupid mistake of going to see these films. And if you know what the good ones are, you know, you always have to provide a good alternative to people. People want to have relaxation over the weekend. I've talked to people all the time and say, oh, I shouldn't have gone to this film. I just wanted to get out from my house and do something. So there's good stuff to choose from. You just need to know ahead of time that good stuff is there.
Well, now, of course, aren't an awful lot of the people who go to movies young children, you know, what 15 to 20, something like that? Isn't that a large part of the movie
right.
audience?
Usually the movie audience does not consist of the elderly, if you're, and of course, you're not elderly, so you don't fall into this category, but if you're a teenager to 24, you go to 50 movies a year in theaters. That's almost one a week. You may skip Christmas and New Year's or someplace like that. If you're a teenager, you'll watch 50 movies in your home. But if you're an adult over 40, you'll only go to 6 movies a year on average, for the average adult. And most of those are films that your teenager thinks it'll be acceptable for you. You know, they won't let you go to the bad films. The teenagers will only let the adults go to the films that they think that the adults can stand.
Well, now, what about this Shrek 2 that's just coming up?
Well, Shrek 2, which came out a couple of weeks ago, you know, I just gave you the films that were opening this week. If we go back into Movie Guide, every week now we're seeing films like this. You know, you really, in a normal week, you only have 5 to 6 films open. And when you're seeing the majority of them having positive impact, Shrek 2 was written by a Christian. It was also directed by a Christian. He's going to be directing The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. And you can see that in the movie. I mean, Shrek goes to seek Fiona's father's blessing, heaven forbid. I mean, to seek the father's blessing, that's unique. And then he, you know, the father is like many fathers. Nobody's good enough for my daughter, and he acts like a complete nincompoop. But he apologizes at the end. There's forgiveness, there's redemption, there's courage, there's understanding your spouse. All biblical virtues, what they used to call chivalry, actually, in the old days. There are, though, in Shrek, in almost every movie, and I don't know who throws this in, but there's always something to complain about. In Shrek, there are two characters that are sort of one woman bartender who could be a woman or a man, you don't know, and the other one is the Pinocchio character who lies and who could be wearing thongs or may not be wearing thongs. So there's a couple of rough spots, and there's seemingly a rough spot in every movie. I mean, I remember the old Looney Tunes and the old Mickey Mouse. You know, you always had something rough in them. I wish Hollywood wouldn't do that, especially when you've got good people there who are Christians who are directing and writing. We need to educate them more, and of course, that's exactly what we're trying to do.
Now, some people had said that, you know, there was some gay and sexual, a lot of gay and sexual innuendos in that.
Well, not a lot, no.
Yeah. Okay, well, I haven't seen it, so you actually have to go to see all these movies, don't you?
Well, we have a good team of reviewers. I do not go see all of them. We actually have Tom Snyder, who went to Northwestern, a great school in Chicago, and got his PhD in film studies. Very brilliant. We have Eddie Turner back east. We have some really high caliber people who are helping us to do these reviews, and they do a great job.
And so basically, when your movie guide, you actually tell people what's in these movies and which ones you recommend, which ones you recommend not to see.
That's right. We give them a detailed analysis. We tell them what's good in the movie and what's bad in the movie. And, you know, Stan, I've never found a movie that's pristine. You know, I could still, you know, we could still find things, and I love The Passion of the Christ, and we went to the bat for it, but you can always find something that you're willing to say, oh, they could have done this better because you didn't do it yourself or because there's some, but we also find a lot more movies that are acceptable now than we did a couple of years ago.
Well, now, how can people get the movie guide if they're interested in it?
If they can call us at 1-800-899-MOVIE, 1-800-899-6684, and if they mention your name, Stan, we'll give them a free copy of a book. If they order Movie Guide, I'll give them a free copy of a book called Frodo and Harry, and it's about the difference between Lord of the Rings and Harry Potter, and will help their children to develop a biblical worldview and to understand the difference between those two movies.
Well, you know, apparently the latest Harry Potter movie is even getting darker than the previous ones.
Oh, it's a miserable movie. Miserable.
We hear that it's just having all sorts of box office success, but really, what is it in this? Is this really getting more and more into the dark side of this battle between good and evil?
Well, you know, you've said something. Yes, it is getting more in the dark side. It's got constant rebellion in it. The filmmaker had done a homosexual film, Spanish language film before that, There's a lot of negative stuff in this Harry Potter, including the darkness. But what I think, you know, just dramatically, it falls apart at the end. It is not a great movie. And actually, it did very well its first weekend, and then it started to drop off significantly since that time. So it's not true that it's just doing great. Let's see, it's now, it dropped off 60% on Monday, which is a steep, steep drop off. So it's not as doing as good as it could. Let's compare the figures with Shrek 2. Shrek 2 is up to $365 million, and Harry Potter is up to $161 million.
Well, let's hope that it doesn't do very well, because this is the only way that you're ever going to get these people in Hollywood to do what's right rather than what maybe they're pushing the agenda that they have. But I'm sure a lot of these people really are concerned about the bottom line as well. How much does it cost to make a movie like that, you know, a major movie today? It used to, you know, you could make a movie for $10 million. What's it cost today to do a...
The average movie today, every year this is announced by the Motion Picture Association of America. This year it was announced that it's $102 million to produce and distribute a film. So, you know, the days of making it, you know, when Cleopatra was a scandal because it went over $1 million, those days are long gone. Of course, when Cleopatra went over $1 million, those were the days that the dollar was worth something. Now it's worth, well, it's decreased 100 times what it was in those days.
Well, I mean, what you're saying is that $1 million in those days might very well be pretty close to $100 million today.
That's right.
All right, fine. Well, now, of course, you every year put on a major luncheon or dinner where you actually pass out awards to, you know, to people who have done a good job, and you invite some of the big people in Hollywood. What sort of people do you get to come to that this conference where you're actually trying to convince them that good movies or Christian-based movies do better than those that are anti-Christian?
We get a lot of the executive producers, a lot of the studio decision makers. I'm always impressed every year. Our gala has just been done on videotape, and if anybody wants to see a copy, if they send us a significant donation, we'll be glad to send them a copy of the program. It airs on the Worship Channel and Family Net. But I should send you a copy of the program.
Love to see it. Well, tell us.
Someday we need to get you down there to be part of it, to have you there.
Well, maybe one of these days we'll be able to afford to get down there. Anyway, you do, I know, get a lot of the major people in, and of course you've given your awards to a number of very interesting people. Didn't the fellow who plays James Bond today, what is his name?
Pierce Brosnan.
Yeah, didn't he get the award here recently?
We have some major people. You know, the interesting thing is that you've only got 30 people who greenlight projects in Hollywood, and only about 300 who work steadily. And of those, there's a significant portion who's Christian. In fact, I'm bringing out a book, Broadman Holman, the Baptist Press, is bringing out a book of mine in November called So You Want to Be in Pictures. It gives you a detailed plan on how to get into the movie industry. But it also has interviews with 30 of the top people in Hollywood, such as the COO, the chief operating officer of a studio, the chief distributor of a studio. And these interviews and articles that they've written talk about their faith story, Christian faith story, talk about how to get into the industry, give you tips for that. And when you read these 10, you're gonna be in tears. So there are a lot of good people there, and there are a lot of bad people. And you said it well, you know, just a minute ago. There's a culture clash. There's a clash between the people who refuse to release Michael Moore's Fahrenheit 9/11, and the people from Castle Rock and etc., Rob Reiner and company, who decided to release it, the Weinstein brothers. They're the bad and the good, and you need to know who they are and be able to make wise decisions.
Amen to that. Well, you hang on, and when we get back, we'll welcome your calls from out across America at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295, but there's nobody who knows more about what's going on in Hollywood or the entertainment industry than is on the front lines of this battle. And of course, he's making a difference in Hollywood, and it's really encouraging to see the films improving dramatically. We'll be back here in just a moment at Radio Liberty.
We have a brand new video today on the Oklahoma City bombing. It's called Oklahoma, What Really Happened. And of course, it consists of a lot of never-before-seen video footage. Now, it was seen in Oklahoma City immediately following the bombing of the Murrah Building, but blacked out across America. And in this footage, you're going to see the commentators talking about the other bombs that were in the building at the time of the initial bombing. We're told, of course, that Timothy McVeigh acted independently. We're told many things by the media, but wherein does the truth lie? Oklahoma City, what really happened, it will give you the opportunity to see long suppressed video footage of what really transpired. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR and ask for Oklahoma City, what really happened.
This is health journalist Bill Sardi. A secret of healthy aging was recently found among people who have lived unusually long, healthy lives. The longest-lived woman, Jean Calment of France, who lived 122 years, and man, Antonio Todd of the Italian Isle of Sardinia, who lived 115 years, as well as the Queen Mother of England, who lived 100 years, outliving one of her daughters by 3 decades, was their daily consumption of red wine. But health authorities have been reticent to recommend an alcoholic beverage to the public at large until now. Longevinex is the world's first stabilized French red wine extract in a pill, without the calories and without the alcohol or sulfite preservatives. One Longevinex capsule provides the red wine molecules found in 5 glasses of the best red wine. Call 866-405-4000 to order Longevinex. It's a revolutionary dietary supplement. 866-405-4000.
Leading edge dentists know the profound effect dental materials and procedures have on the health of the entire body. If you've been searching for a holistic trained dentist who can safely treat you, look no further. Dr. David Biles has been a leader in the Santa Cruz dental community for nearly 20 years. He built a solid reputation providing exceptionally high quality cosmetic and restorative dental care long before learning the very real hazards of common dental practices. Now, as a faculty member of the Institute of Natural Dentistry, Dr. Biles has begun lecturing nationally to other dentists on alternative and complementary dental care. On request, Dr. Biles will safely remove toxic dental materials from your mouth while substituting them with safe, non-allergenic restorations. Call Dr. Biles today and take the next step to improve your health. With sedation and nitrous oxide available, Dr. Biles can help even the most anxious patients. Call 423-0121 and schedule a visit now. That's 423-0121.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and this is the time I need to tell you that we carry Miracle 2 soap products. Now, we can't make any guarantees at all, but we can tell you that a lot of the people who use these products really swear by them, and we have people who tell us that they have never been able to get anything that would help their psoriasis or their rashes or their acne and things of that sort. And some of the stories are just, all I can do is tell you people tell us it does wonderful things for them. A lot of people will take this for their upper gastrointestinal tract, for their heartburn. Now, we can't make any medical claims for it. We'll just tell you that it's an alkaline solution, highly mineralized, and whether it would help your heartburn, we don't know. Why don't you try it and see? I know my wife uses, she swears by it, and I certainly have used both the moisturizing soap and the gel regularly for several years. I wouldn't be without them, and we hear that story from so many people. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. There's a soap, a moisturizing soap, a lotion, a gel, and a neutralizing solution. Give us a call right now. Well, Dr. Stan, back here at Radio Liberty, our guest this afternoon is Ted Baer of Movie Guide, and this is where you want to go. If you your children are going to be going to the motion pictures, why, you need to know what they're seeing, because remember, everything they see is indelibly recorded in their minds, and if they're bad things, they're going to be there forever. And you are responsible, and you are going to have to say on certain things, if it says in the movie guide it's a bad movie, don't go to see it. We don't approve of it. You can't go. That word can't is a word you don't hear very much anymore, but it's got to be used more and more by parents. So, Ted, you know, do a lot of parents actually read the movie guide regularly to advise their children? Because you actually see these movies long before they're released for general consumption, don't you?
Right, some of them are way before, like Saved, which is an abhorrent anti-Christian movie we saw about 2 months before it opened. And I was just talking to a website today that wanted to put out something. I said, you're a day late and a dollar short. You should have done it a while ago. So we do see it early. We're here to help you. And you can get Movie Guide by calling 1-800-899-MOVIE or going to our website, www.movieguide.org, www.movieguide.org. Don't go to the any other .org for Movie Guide, and you'll find it.
All right, fine. And of course, I think it's up to the parents to know what's going on. And of course, there's so much going on in the entertainment industry. And do you get at all into television productions, or you just stick primarily with Hollywood?
We try to, you know, what we want to do is to do more television, Stan. We've had tremendous success in the feature film area. Television is a much faster wasteland, as Newton Minow said, than the movie area. And I've got a sore throat, so I'm sorry, I'm sucking on cough drops at the same, just to keep my voice alive so we can talk. And I know you've done that before, because we've done interviews with you in the position I'm in now. But you know, television has, movies are only about 250 to 300 movies released every year, so that's a manageable group. There are about 14,000 television programs released every year, new television programs, not all the old stuff. So to keep on top of that is going to take a quadrupling of our budget, and we're hoping we can do that. We think we can make a tremendous influence there as we had with movies, but it's going to take a big increase in the budget. And there are a lot of other groups working in that area. I'm proud of all of them. Some of them are good friends of mine. But I think the tactic that we use have proved themselves to be extraordinarily successful.
Well, I think the biggest thing, the thing that's really most encouraging to me, is the number of Christians there are actually working in Hollywood, and there are actually people down there almost doing missionary work with these opinion makers and molders, aren't there?
And that's right. And the good news is that we've been able to help encourage that over the years. It started out with very few ministries in Hollywood. There was one here when we started, so we weren't the first. They collapsed about a year after that. So but now there are over 100 fellowship groups there, schools and institutions which are doing this. There's a whole range of groups. We're still the only advocacy group, but there are a whole range of groups in Hollywood, and we've been able to get the message out through your program and others that people who want to make a difference need to go into Hollywood. You know, the Bible uses several Greek words, which we translate as love. Everybody knows that, eros and philios, and agape for selfless love, agape, eros for erotic love, and philios for friendly love. But, you know, there's several Greek words which we translate as preaching. And the one that Jesus uses most of the time is not talking to your congregation. It's actually going into the marketplace of ideas, going into the marketplace and proclaiming, hear ye, Jesus Christ is Lord. Well, the marketplace today is the mass media, what you're doing with radio and what Mel Gibson did through the movie industry. And we need to call Christians in there. And we've been doing that successfully for many years, and it looks like right now there's getting to be more and more people involved. As I said, I just did this book, you know, So You Want to Be in Pictures, just to help people be able to understand how to get into the movie industry, how to make a difference, because God is calling people to redeem the world and to spread the gospel through all the media.
And the thing is that we have some wonderful people, and we've got some the worst, most despicable people, you know, within the entertainment industry.
Absolutely.
Today. And so it's this conflict between good and evil is being played out before our very eyes. But if Christians withdraw and just say we're not going to have anything to do with it, why the other side wins by default, I think that this has really more or less happened in the past. And now I think we see Christians going more and more into the entertainment industry and really having an impact. You don't have to tell dirty jokes to be funny. You know, you can be very, very funny. You can be very humorous. And yet, of course, honor God in what you do. So we're going to be back in just a moment or two. We'll welcome your calls at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Our guest is Ted Baer, and of course he is Movie Guide.
Anglo-American establishment that gives you the documentation for Professor Quigley's allegation that there was a secret society created in England that ultimately came to dominate England and ultimately came to dominate the United States of America. The Anglo-American establishment will give you the books that you can read, written by men who were actually involved in the original secret society. Professor Quigley opens his book saying that most people have heard of the Rhodes Scholarships, and most people, a few people, have actually heard that Cecil Rhodes wrote a confession of faith, which was attached to his first five wills, talking about the formation of a secret society. But what almost no one in America realizes today is that that secret society was actually formed and still exists to this very day. The Anglo-American Establishment by Professor Quigley, Bill Clinton's mentor, is one of the most important books you'll ever read, available by calling 1-800-5-HIV-WART.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and this is the time I need to mention to you that we carry a Phenopoly. Phenopoly is a wonderful board game. It's designed to teach you and your children and your grandchildren how to read and spell and pronounce words phonetically. And, of course, Phenopoly is played just like Monopoly. It's a board game, and you have fun playing it, and you get property, and of course, you have to pay rent if you get on the wrong property, and you can put hotels on your property. But really, it's all aimed at teaching the child or you the 40 basic sounds of the English language, and what an A is, an AA or an AA, and then the 12 rules of the English language, so you know why words are spelled the way they are, because it's all logical. Anyway, if you're interested in getting Phenopoly, most of these programs that teach phonics are $300, $400, $500, $600, $800. This one is $139.95. We think it's a great program, and we hope many of you will want to get it. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. We carry something else. It's called the Robinson Homeschool Curriculum, and it is 32 CDs and everything for an entire education from grammar school all the way through high school graduation is there on those CDs, and you don't put the child on the computer. You just copy everything. You just print off all those CDs, and you'll get the textbooks, you'll get the lesson plans, you'll get the lessons, you get the tests, you get the answers to the tests. The only thing you have to buy separate are the Saxon math textbooks, and you get those at a discount from Dr. Robinson. This entire program is not $199 a year. It's $199.95 for the entire program. And, of course, Dr. Robinson's children use this program. Six of them went through it, and several of them went right into the third year of college, right out of high school. Why? Because this is a program that promotes excellence. Give us a call here at Radio Liberty. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. Our guest this afternoon is Ted Baer of Movie Guide. And Ted, of course, is on the front lines of so much of what's going on. You know, one of the great movies of last year was Gods and Generals. In fact, didn't you write the book that went right along with it?
Faith in Gods and Generals, which is a best-selling book. And Gods and Generals, although it was just applauded by conservative and Christian critics like myself and others, it was panned by the Roger Eberts, who started out writing pornography and endorsed the pornographic film festival. He can't trust the bad critics, but when it came out on video, it was the top selling video of all time for the month that it came out. It was just extraordinary.
Well, Ted Turner recouped the money put into it, you know.
Oh, you know, the film industry is a tough industry, so whether he'll recoup it, I cannot predict. It's It costs close to $100 million, and it's going to be a long time before he recoups it.
Well, now, of course, they actually are going to bring out another video, aren't they, which is going to be, what, the six-hour version of it?
Right, they're going to bring out the six-hour version. They're also going to bring out the sequel, which is Last Full Measure, and then Ron Maxwell have done all of the movies from Gettysburg to Last Full Measure, all of the famous movies about the books, the Scherer books on the Civil War.
Now, is he going to do the others down the line? Is because they're
right. That's what he's aiming for.
Okay, fine. Well, I know that the movie Gods and Generals inspired my wife to read up on Stonewall Jackson and Robert E. Lee and those wonderful people, the very courageous people, these men who feared God and were willing to fight and die for what they believed in.
Yeah, an incredible group of people, and the book Faith in Gods and Generals gives you a detailed account of their faith. It's something that's little known in American history. Most of American history has been rewritten by the socialists and the communists, unfortunately. So students are... I get people saying to me, they were shocked to find out just how conservative and how Christian, how faithful people like Lee and Chamberlain and others were.
Well, I think it was really a great movie, and if, for those of you who have not yet seen it, it is available now on the DVD, although we actually went down and I saw it on the big screen. But it was just a wonderful, wonderful experience, and I was so discouraged that it didn't do better at the box office. I think it maybe they just didn't have a good enough advertising campaign, or maybe they should have had the fellow from the ADL come out and attack him. That was really what did Mel Gibson more good than anything else was Abe Foxman.
Oh, I know. Abe Foxman made a critical error, and I'm interested now, however, that you know, Michael Moore's movie, which is this one of the many that'll be bashing Bush and bashing Christians over the next couple of months, that it's been endorsed by Hezbollah, and I'm wondering when the
Hezbollah, which is I mean the Army of God. That's the
They just endorsed Michael Moore's movie. It's all over the internet today. And, you know, I'm just wondering when the Jewish community is going to say, okay, these liberals are not on our side. They are really not our friends. You know, as one friend of mine, Rabbi Latin, said, the best friends that Israel has are the conservative Christians, and the more conservative they get, usually the better friends they get to be.
Right. And, of course, I was reading just today on a website that you know, there are things up on the Palestine Liberation Organization's website endorsing John Kerry. So this is going to be a very interesting situation. The lines seem to be getting drawn very, very clearly.
Right.
Well, now, of course, are there any other important movies? There were a couple of movies. One of them came out. It was on John. There was another on Martin Luther, and we didn't hear too much about those, although I heard they were both excellent movies.
Right, Martin Luther is now, it was actually the biggest grossing movie in Europe for a long time. It did extremely well, and what they did in Europe was what they should have done here, is they promoted it to the faith community just the way Mel promoted his film to the faith community. Always trying to get your supporters first to be your core audience. They thought that they should not support it, not promote it to the faith community, and let the secular community discover it. And I said, no, don't do that. You've got to let the faith community see it. It's a great movie, the Luther movie. It was one of our award winners, as was Faith in God's, as was God's in Generals, and the Gospel of John, which is another great, magnificent movie.
Now, are these out on DVD at the present time?
So they are. They're all available on DVD.
All right, and I think this is so important that people... get these, you know, you can buy them and watch them at home and lend them to your friends, because they have a wonderful message.
And you know, we should be able to work out a way, Stan, that you can get the rights to, for some of the smaller movies, to make them available to your audience. I'm impressed at all the products you're making available. You need to be able to make some of these movies available, too.
Well, we carry a fair number of movies, of Christian movies, and I've thought very well of trying to get Luther and John, both of those movies, because from you I'd learned how good they were, and yet, of course, it's just maybe I can call you off the air and you can point me in the right directions.
I will.
It's really the mechanics of this. What our ministry is all about is trying to get people the things that they can see and watch and read and hear, they will let them understand the true nature of this spiritual battle. But, you know, certainly the movie Luther did not do well here at all, and I never even heard about the movie John.
Well, John did very well. They released it in small, on a small release pattern, because they wanted it to drive the video sales. But every territory that it was released in, which was mostly the Bible Belt and the South, it did extraordinarily well for itself. In fact, they had people calling them, asking them how they engineered the release to be able to get so many sales.
Well, now, of course, one of the biggest problems with movies, you know, is the distribution. And Mel Gibson, you know, was obviously put a lot of thought into that, because he got, you know, went outside of regular distribution channels and got this thing shown all across the country. You need an awfully big organization to do that, though, don't you?
No, the type of distribution he had was the type that we were arguing for, and for a long time with movie companies. Actually, his head of marketing was Paul Lauer, who helped me on the marketing of Gods and Generals. But we, you know, it was very hard to convince the other studios on other movies that they should devote. You devote a little bit of money to the Christian audience, and you'll get much bigger returns than when you devote the average marketing budget of $30 million to the secular audience. There's more impact, more bang for your buck, so to speak, within the Christian audience.
And, you know, this is one of the things that disturbed me. Mel Gibson had so many ads for his movie, and Pax Television even carried a whole full-length movies about how it was made. So everybody's attention was focused on The Passion when it first came out. And yet when Gods and Generals came out, there was a little bit of money that was spent on television, but it was nowhere near as much as Mel Gibson put out. And yet, you know, it just did not have that impact. It just didn't get the people to go to the movies to want to watch it. That was the problem. You have to create this market. You have to get people to say, I want to see this movie.
Mm-hmm. You're absolutely right.
And, of course, it seemed to me that Mel did an awful lot of the footwork on that himself, or did he have a lot of people that were behind him doing the work, and he was just out there in front?
He was just out there in front. They had an intelligent marketing campaign. It was not an expensive marketing campaign. It was targeting the audience that would be most susceptible to the movie, and targeting them in a brilliant way. So what they did is the plan that we'd been advocating for many, many years with people who were bringing out these films, is to target the different ecclesiastical divisions, the evangelical, the Catholic, etc., and get the leaders to endorse it within these divisions, and then to target the activists, and then get the activists to support it. So there's a whole plan, but it's a very inexpensive system. When you consider that buying ads in the LA Times, New York Times costs, up to $100,000 for a 2-page spread for around the world in 80 days, but for what you're getting for the church is peanuts compared to that.
And really, I always wonder whether it's really worthwhile. I see these ads, so many of them in the New York Times day after day after day, and it was the same movie, and I'm wondering, are they subsidizing the New York Times? Are they really getting their money's worth?
No, they don't get their money's worth.
All right, I think that the alternative is, you pretty well made it clear. It always seems that the left helps the left consistently. Unfortunately, the Christian conservatives, many of them, don't help one another, and I think that's a real tragedy. Well, our guest today is Ted Baer from Movie Guide, and if you're out there in the audience and you have a question about the movies or something that's coming up in the motion picture business or what's really going on in Hollywood, why don't you give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. Because Ted is one of those few people who gets the chance to go see all these movies free and gets paid for it. That's a wonderful thing. Of course, I'm sure it's actually your supporters, the people who support your ministry.
That's right.
Why don't you tell our listeners how they can actually support your ministry if they are interested in it? Do they do that by subscribing to the Movie Guide, or what do they do?
Subscribe to the Movie Guide. Call us at 1-800-899-MOVIE, 1-800-899-MOVIE. Get a subscription. Get on our, just our insiders news list to find out what's going on behind the scenes. And or you can go to our website, www.movieguide.org, www.movieguide.org.
Well, I think what you're doing down there, Ted, is so vitally important, because we're really involved in a battle for the minds and the souls of our people. And there are an awful lot of people who don't even know that there's a battle going on. Well, let's go to Steve, who's calling us from, of all places, Salinas. Hi, Steve. How are you doing?
Hello, Dr. Stan. I'm doing fine. How about you?
Doing just great.
For you and Mr. Baer, I had just read some articles about a couple of the actresses that Mel Gibson had used in his movie, and apparently they were in pornographic movies.
All right. Pornographic movies,
and I did the research and I found out that was correct. Does he see something wrong about that, or is that not a problem? I'm sure it's hundreds of actresses to choose from.
All right, what are your thoughts on that, Ted?
Well, you know, that's we've always said that when Solomon was called to build the temple, he was hiring uh, he he was told to go by God, to go to Hiram, king of Tyre, and bring the Tyrrhenians down because they were the best craftsmen. Well, if you know anything about that, at that time, the Tyrrhenians were Baal worshippers. They probably were engaged in temple prostitution. That would have included male and female prostitution. It would have included orgies. They would have been a despicable group, except that they were the finest craftsmen. You know, you have the Jesus film. Have you ever seen the Jesus film, sir?
No, I have not. And actually, I regret seeing Gibson's film.
Yeah.
No, I
well,
have
the
not.
Jesus film has led millions of people to Christ. And has, you know, of course, the actor played in the Jesus film is not a Christian. In fact, he's very anti-Christian. Did you see King of Kings by any chance?
No, I did not.
Or Greatest Story Ever Told?
I saw one years and years ago. I don't go to many movies.
Right. So, you know, it's the question is, how Chariots of Fire. Lots of people came to Christ through Chariots of Fire. The producer was Dodi Fayed, who was the Muslim who died in the car with Princess Di. The executive producer was Dodi Fayed. The producer was Jewish. The writer was an atheist, and the star was a homosexual. So, you know, I often see these people making movies that have a profound impact. How about Ben-Hur? Did you ever see Ben-Hur, sir?
Oh, I've seen it twice.
Okay, the writer for Ben-Hur thought that it was a gay diatribe. He was one of the famous gay advocates in Hollywood. And if you want, you can go to the Blockbuster and get a thing out of the Hollywood closet, a tape on gays in Hollywood, and it'll go into his whole story of how he tried to put a gay message in Ben-Hur, and yet that led lots of people to Christ. So, you know, the good news is that God can use stones to proclaim his victory. The bad news is that Christians should be doing this work and not non-Christians. And it's too bad that even in the building of the temple that there weren't more people of God who were better craftsmen.
Well, here's the take I wouldn't have seen, so I appreciate it, and thank you for it.
Thank you so
welcome.
Very much, and
okay.
I appreciate that. I think that's and I've heard the same criticism, but I think that there are so many criticisms out there, and I think some of them are coming from the other side, because they don't want that movie to have the impact that it did. I think that movie had a tremendous impact on many, many people's lives, and I think it will continue having an impact, even though some of the people in there were obviously not the most ideal people in the world, but they were master craftsmen.
Right, and you know, Stan, my wife's been on chemotherapy for 9 years. She goes to UCLA Medical Clinic, the Jules Stein Clinic. The doctor is supposed to be the best in the world and in her area. He's not Christian. You know, you go to the best doctor. You know, you're interested in getting the man who is the most effective person to deal with whatever the problem happens to be. And the problem is that there should be Christians who are going into Hollywood who can just do as fine craftsmanship as some of these other people, and we want Christians to go into medicine in every field of life.
What about the gentleman who played the part of Christ in the Passion? Was he a Christian?
Yeah, Jim Caviezel is a very committed Christian and speaks all the time about his faith and gives his testimony, and was scheduled to give his testimony at the Billy Graham Crusade, which was scheduled for this month, but has been postponed to November 18th because Mr. Graham fell and hurt his hip.
All right, fine. And of course, you know, the thing is that I went to a conference recently where there were a lot of people, I would say, that were really on the other side. But I went there because I felt there had to be a Christian voice. And I would think that it might have been the greatest experience in the world for some of these people from pornographic films to be there on the set with some very dedicated Christians, because there were dedicated Christians as well as some other people who were not. Isn't that right?
And again, you know, I have to go back to, you know, you can either go back to the Hiram King of Tyre, or you can go back to the doctor. You want to use the finest craftsman, and God is wise enough that he said to Solomon, use the finest craftsman. We should always seek, you know, a lot of Christian films, people complain that they don't match the quality of Hollywood films. I'll give you an interesting story about this, Dan. When Prince of Egypt was being done, which was a beautifully done film, made $102 million in the United States. Very faithful to the story of Moses. Very well done. We brought in the theologians, and the producer and director of it was saying that he was going to not worry about big name talent or whatever. He was just going to voice cast the voices for it. But when he listened to the voices, the voices he picked out, not knowing who they were, happened to be the big-name talent. You know, the reason they're big-name talent is because they've got talent. Now, what we should do is try to bring them to Christ.
Amen to that. Well, thank you so very much for being with us. Our guest has been Ted Baer, and of course, his telephone number is 1-800-899-MOVIE. That's 1-800-899-MOVIE. And of course, you can go to the website, movieguide.org. Is that right, Ted?
That's exactly right, Steve.
God bless you.
Thank you, and I'm sorry for my sore throat.
You did a great job. Thanks so very much. Bye-bye. Give my best to your wife.
God bless you.
Well, if there's any one tape that you should hear, it's my talk on geopolitics, an untold story that is vitally important if America is to survive as a free nation. It goes into the background of the forces that have created the wars of the 20th century, the Boer War, the First World War, the Second World War, Korea, Vietnam. We go into the ideological and the spiritual battle behind the forces that have moved America from crisis to crisis and are currently undermining the very fabric of our society. That number again, 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, and the tape, Geopolitics. It is vitally important that you help us to get this message out across America, because without knowledge, my people perish. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR for copies of my talk on geopolitics.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and this is the time when we want to remind you that we have all sorts of four-tape sets on wonderful things that you need to get, important information you need for your health, like our four-tape set on life-saving secrets. And this goes into so many of the things that you're going to encounter in everyday life that are really hazardous to your health and will poison both you and your children. We have a four-tape set on fluoridation. We have a four-tape set on mercury, and of course that includes the mercury that's in your dental amalgams. That includes the mercury that they are still leaving in the vaccines and giving your children 60 or times the maximum allowed dose in the influenza vaccine, which they talked you into taking or giving to your children last year. Many people, knowing full well it wasn't even for the right organism, it wasn't for the right virus, but that didn't matter. They were, of course, working for the people who manufacture the vaccines, and there were public health officials who said, "Go ahead and take it. Give it to the elderly." Of course, they get Alzheimer's disease, and give it to the children because, of course, it can give them autism. You know, we're here because we want to protect your health. Get the information. If you aren't concerned about your health, why, you have nobody to blame. Now, we have the material on aspartame, which is in so many things. We have a four-tape set on aspartame. Or, of course, we have the book, Excitotoxins, The Taste That Kills, because that's what these are. These are excitotoxins, and they destroy brain cells. So the information is there on fluoridation, on mercury, on aspartame, or life-saving secrets that can save your life. This is all there. Or life-saving secrets, or the book, life-saving secrets, that health and nutrition secrets that can save your life. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927 and get these items. Protect your family. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and this is the time when we need to remind our listening audience that we are primarily listener-supported, and we depend upon those of you who listen to our programs to help us as we reach out every day, 5 hours every day, and, of course, on about 60 different outlets every single week. But it's an expensive proposition to buy time, but we do it because we think it's worthwhile to try to save America, and we hope that you will as well. And not only that, but we think that we are bringing people into a personal relationship with our Lord when they begin to understand the true nature of this battle between God and Satan that is being enacted today. Satan wants as many souls as he can get, and he's sure doing a good job of killing off and destroying so many lives today, with, of course, what the filth we're seeing on television, with the people getting into rock and roll and drugs, and And this is all being pushed by people dedicated to the teachings of Aleister Crowley. And if you don't know who Aleister Crowley is, you need to get our four-tape set, Aleister Crowley and His Friends. And then if you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927 if you'd like a free copy of our newsletter. We'll be glad to send you one. And of course, we do hope you'll want to subscribe, but we'll be glad to send you a free copy of the newsletter. And then, of course, we hope you'll go to our website at radioliberty.com, where you can listen to our program 5 hours a day and not get anything accomplished, but you can listen 5 hours a day, and then there are archive programs there. You can actually see some of the items that we do sell. We sell the Berkey products, Big Berkey, Berkey Light. If you buy them through us, you'll get a free video or four-tape set that we've produced. And then, of course, you can pull down our newsletters and copy them and help disseminate that information to other people to get them to understand that most of what you read in the newspapers and most of what you hear on radio and television just isn't true. Again, our website, www.radioliberty.com. How is this all being done? Well, you need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, and another very important book. We've kept it in print for many years. It's called Foundations, Their Power and Their Influence. And I read this book 40 years ago. It changed my life. In the foreword of the book, Congressman B. Carroll Reese, who was commissioned by the 83rd Congress to investigate the great tax-exempt foundations, Ford and Rockefeller and Carnegie, Congressman Reese writes in the foreword of the book that the purpose of the Reese Committee study was to determine what part, if any, the great tax-exempt foundations were playing in pushing Marxism and trying to destroy the love which every American should have for our way of life. And that's really what they're doing. There's a cancer eating away at the soul of America, and of course the social studies, so much of our educational system is under the control of the great tax-exempt foundations. I mean, who is it, do you think, who's funding the illegal immigrants coming in here? And there are organizations like MALDEV and LULAC, and who is trying to destroy the cultural integrity of our society? Why, that's the Ford Foundation. Now, that's covered in another book called Importing Revolution, but you can see that when this book was written, the Ford Foundation and the Carnegie Foundation and the Rockefellers were actually financing the socialist movement and the communist movement in the United States. Why? Creating the best enemy that money could buy. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Get the book, Foundations, Their Power and Influence, or you can get that as part of the Tragedy and Hope Special. That's the book that Professor Quigley wrote that was actively suppressed for so many years when somebody came in and destroyed the plates to the first half of the book so it couldn't be reprinted. And you will actually, if you get the Tragedy and Hope Special, you'll hear Professor Quigley telling that story. And, of course, who is Professor Quigley? He was Bill Clinton's mentor. Well, of course, we hope you'll get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, the Brotherhood of Darkness special, or a four-tape set on the Skull and Bones, or on secret societies, or the Bohemian Grove, or the secret government, and so much more information you'll get from Radio Liberty you're not going to get elsewhere. And then we ask you to pray for America. We ask you to pray for revival. We ask you to pray for our leaders and ministers. But please remember to pray for my ministry of Radio Liberty, for our provision and for our protection. And so until Monday, when we'll be back with you once again, Dr. Stan, goodbye, and may the Lord be with you.